To the editor. It is fair to say that the past 3 years have been a challenging time for all of us. For me, the last 7 weeks have amplified this feeling as I have been recovering from a patellar tendon rupture. This period of couch isolation has provided an opportunity to really reflect on how the pandemic has caused unprecedented disruption to our daily lives, and how many of us are still struggling to come to terms with the changes and uncertainty that it has brought about. In these difficult times, it's more important than ever to surround ourselves with positivity, resilience, innovation, and joy. One way to do this is by gravitating towards positive feeds and social circles. During the past 3 years, the internet and social media have become an integral part of our lives, and they can be a powerful tool for fostering negativity or positivity. By choosing to follow accounts and engage with communities that promote positivity, joy, and innovation, we can create a virtual support system that can help us navigate the challenges of the pandemic and beyond. At the same time, it's important to remember that resilience and innovation aren't just about bouncing back from adversity, they're about using challenges as an opportunity for growth and transformation. By embracing change and pushing ourselves out of our comfort zones, we can find new ways to adapt and thrive in the face of uncertainty. One example of this is the rise of virtual communities and events. Despite the challenges of social distancing and lockdowns, people have come together online to create virtual festivals, concerts, and other events that bring people together in new and innovative ways. These events have allowed people to connect and celebrate together, even when physical gatherings are not possible. Similarly, many businesses and organizations have shown resilience and innovation by pivoting to new models and strategies to adapt to the changing landscape. From small businesses that have found new ways to serve customers online, to healthcare providers that have adopted telemedicine to provide care remotely, we have seen countless examples of resilience and innovation in the face of the pandemic. Ultimately, choosing to gravitate towards positive feeds and social circles is not just a way to feel better at the moment, it's a way to build resilience, innovation, and joy that can help us navigate the challenges of the future. The one tendency that I have changed is engaging in conversations with conspiracy theorists and other negative people, especially in the area of politics and healthcare. I believe that by embracing positivity and seeking out opportunities for growth and transformation, we can emerge from this pandemic stronger and more resilient than ever before. David Thompson, North Bay.